Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back at the BB&T Center, Panthers hockey tonight. Panthers and Hurricanes. 7 o'clock puck drop. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. You can watch it on Fox Sports Florida. Randy Moeller will be the analyst. Randy Moeller will be the analyst, and he will be behind her, so between the benches. And
we need cameras all over, and yeah.
Speaking of cameras, did you see what's going on with Crowder and his failed jump? Because a lot of things that happened in the last couple of days, people have been saying we need cameras in the studio.
All I saw was that was you jumping in that dirty water?
No, I was jumping over. The plan, it wasn't to hit the water.
Were you running away from the cops, or what were you doing?
It was the kids, my nieces and nephews and kids got me amped up to think, Uncle Channing, that's too far to jump. I'm an athlete. You know what I'm saying, Red Deer? I'm an athlete. You, I can make it.
He was an athlete.
You missed it by 5 feet.
Okay, now he believes he – that's funny that you say that. He believes he missed it by 10 to 12 inches.
Yeah, right there, 2 feet max.
Here it is. I'm showing Moeller on the phone. He's jumping from the pier to a landmass, and it's about 17 feet. They measured it. Now watch how no speed happens here from the moment he starts. There's literally no speed.
How are you ever a
then,
football player?
Look at this. No.
5 feet.
No.
5 feet.
And I don't know if you know, so that night on CBS4, Mike Cunha worked it into the CBS4 news where they made fun of him. In fact, Falero, do you have the sound of that? Because they come back here, you'll see, and he's with Elliot Rodriguez and Rutabay Shabazi on Channel 4.
Rutabay.
And they're laughing about what they've just seen from Channing Crowder, professional athlete. They're mocking him.
The only thing was missing were a couple of alligators.
I bet they were in there. Here's the sound from CBS4.
Now, if you thought that hurt, here's former Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder saying, hold my drink. He's trying to jump from dock to shore, and he's got the liftoff of an old tugboat. In slow motion, you can see the moment he makes the official transition from pro athlete to professional radio host. Come on, Channing.
From the guy
what
who
was he thinking?
He once picked off Tom Brady to this. Not a good look, my
he's
man.
He's got to work on it.
Yeah, he definitely does.
He has a pretty good radio host. I love that
Rutabay comes in like a sniper. She like Elliot Rodriguez, like, oh, he's funny on the radio, though. Rutabay just goes, he's got to work on that.
I hate Nas Rutabay. I had to have a conversation when I see her.
I think we've had the conversation. Moeller, he played NHL hockey for a long time. We've had the conversation.
I never jumped in a lake.
Well, but you had a moment. See, he's 35 years old. He still thinks he can do what he used to be able to do. When did you stop playing professional hockey? How old were you?
31, 32.
And then at what age were you when you started to realize
32.
But no, Randy, throughout your life, your size, your athleticism, your strength, like you could do stuff that other people, like you were, I know you could excel at basketball if you played just because you were an athlete. That I think it's dead inside of me. I don't think I can compete anymore on a physical level.
You couldn't compete 10 years ago. Who are you trying to kid?
You just lose.
You know what, though?
Overnight?
On the ice, though, I mean, you faced off, I'm talking about fight-wise, against some of the biggest, baddest fighters in the NHL. Did you think when you got out of hockey, I'm being 100% serious, you were at a bar, you're out carousing, whatever it is, anybody want to square up on me because I know how to do this, and then you get a lesson taught to you real quick?
No, that never happened. But the reality hit me a year after I retired, and I had so many injuries in that. But my kids, they had this mini marathon fundraiser at school. So I'm thinking, Mr. Athlete or whatever, I'll put on my shoes or whatever, and I'll do the 5K or whatever like that, and I'll just circle around everybody because, you know, I'm a pro athlete or whatever. I pulled every muscle in my body was sore from behind my neck to my toes. I couldn't, and I came in, and I thought I was going to die. And I thought he was going to have a heart attack in that. And from that point on, that was it for my athletic career.
It happened with Crowder because he was coaching high school football for the first time last season. And he comes in one day, and I'm not kidding you, limping.
Oh, yeah.
And then he sits down and and go, what happened? And he's like, the kids were getting on me like I couldn't compete, so I had to show them. But he learned a lesson.
You showed him all right.
I did. I had to grab one of them, and then I said, whoa, well, damn, what are you doing?
Well, and, you know, today's athletes now, they're trained, cross-trained of all different types and everything, and how they train. I mean, the old days with us, when you're going for a run and do a couple of push-ups and a couple of sit-ups or whatever, and then into the hot tub. That was it. That was your workout, right? Nowadays, I mean, these guys, in every sport, and especially hockey, how they're – and every athlete now, and that they've got their own personal trainers and their coaches, and they do skill coaching and that kind of stuff. It's pretty incredible.
What about the fighting stuff? Because I do it now. Hawk gives me a hard time. Like, I size people up when I walk in a restaurant, when I walk into a store, a Walgreens. I look around and, okay, I can take everybody in here. I'm safe. You do that?
You got some sensitivity issues. You're going into a bar restaurant looking for a fight.
Not looking for a fight. I'm just making sure if a fight breaks out, I will come out of that bar on top. Like, well, if I look over and see a guy 6'6", 350 straight muscle, in my mind, I think, let me sit with my vision on him so I know where he's at in case a fight breaks out.
So when something like that happens, I'm looking for the nearest exit.
Right. That's what I do. I size up the exits. I go, this one, it's about 4 feet away. This one, and we learned from that video, anything 17 feet away is out of Crowder's reach. So I'm always safe on Crowder. As long as I keep a 17-foot radius, I know he can't get to me.
And then nowadays, too, if you're in an establishment and a bouncer comes over or whatever and says, well, I guess it's time to leave, you shake his hand, thank you, sir. And out the door you go.
You don't protest anymore?
No.
Back in my younger days, I was at a strip club with a group of people, and Shannon Briggs, the professional heavyweight boxer, was in there.
And he was the champ back then.
That's when he was on top of his game. And I didn't know at the time, but one of the girls with us was next of his, and they had a bad breakup. And I kept seeing Shannon Briggs staring at me, and he looked over one time, and he was bouncing his breast up and down. He was intimidating me, but I looked over and I turned my chair to him and I gave a bottle of Grey Goose to my buddy, an empty bottle. I said, hold the Grey Goose. If that big light-skinned dude heads around here, you hit him with the Grey Goose bottle, I'm going to catch him one time and we're going to run. You don't never have a plan in case something pops off?
You and Goldie, when you're out at Applebee's, you have a plan in case something pops off?
Yeah, it's a cell phone 911.
Oh, can't do that.
Guy used to spend his life fighting. He spent his life.
No, Randy still got a couple more in him.
Randy
Moeller. Know what? And speaking of that, and we were taught when we were professional athletes, the same thing they do now or what. If something like that happens, the only thing that happens is it costs you money.
Yeah.
That's right. You have to walk away.
All it does is just cost you
money. What about when you're in the penalty box and people are just saying the worst things over the glass to you?
That's part of the game.
It never got to you?
Nah, not really. As long as they didn't, you know, reach over and punch you or whatever like that.
You never turned around, never responded?
Nah, not. I'd maybe hit the glass or whatever and they'd spill their beer and then I'd win. Yeah.
Randy Moeller is with us. Watch him tonight on Fox Sports Florida. I asked this of Plagans when he was with us. Where does that Sasha Barkov goal, not the most recent, because he had a great goal, Tuesday. Yeah. I'm talking about the one, Saturday, I think? Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah.
The one between the legs. Where does that rank on goals you've seen in the NHL?
Yeah, that's in the top two or three, I think. Alex Ovechkin had a really pretty goal a number of years ago where he was on his back and he just swung around and that. Patrick Kane's had a couple of them. But I tell you what, yeah, that was one of the best. The thing is, the secret is what everybody was kind of surprised that the move that he did with between the legs and scored the goal. He does that in practice, so we've seen it before.
But Crowder's asked a question, which is such a valid question, like what would make him think I should try this in a game?
Just confidence and the ability that you can do it. I mean, I'd be scared to death to fall flat in my face, and all I'm worried about is just getting the shot off. But he's a special talent, and he shows it, and we see it in practice, and we see it in morning skates, and we see there's certain things that he does during the game, and if you watch him in that on the defensive side, when he doesn't have the puck or whatever, and how he's always on the right side of the opposing player, and then he waits, and he lifts the stick and just takes the puck away and goes back the other way. He does it all the time, and a lot we hardly even notice it anymore because he does it so often. He leads the league in takeaways. So, I mean, that just shows right now how at the top of his game is and how a well-rounded game is, and he's so underrated defensively. But it's nice for him to get the recognition of that goal. It really
went
is.
Viral.
Yeah, it went viral, and nice for the Panthers and the NHL and hockey in general to get that. I remember, basketball when they first had the dunk competition or whatever. Remember the guy that played in Atlanta, Wilkes? Dominique Wilkes and Spud Webb and all that. I really thought that was the moves that they make and that is really good for the sport and that. And the same thing with Barkov with his move.
Well, through this conversation, we know I need some emotional maturity. But would somebody get upset with Barkov? Like, if you're playing him, an opposing team, and he does that during the game, do you?
Oh yeah, we got to take showing them up almost like a home run shot. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. No. I mean, that's a move that he made, and good on him. And that I don't think that the opposition think that you're rubbing their nose in it or an embarrassment.
What about Boogeyman, Coach Boogner, Boogeyman? Would Boogeyman would Boogeyman maybe get angry if he misses the goal? Would Boogeyman maybe get angry about, you know, Boogeyman?
I don't think so, but he's missed a couple of those before. And that he's tried it a couple of times and it hasn't worked. So in the game and whatever, he says he's tried it 17 times. I've only seen him try it a couple times in a game, but he does it during practice when they practice their breakaways and stuff like that. He does it. So
I just wanted to say Boogeyman 17 times because if you remember, we once had Vinny Trocheck on and Crowder. I think it's weird when guys who don't know someone and it's not, you know, he's not exactly MJ, you know, the Boogeyman. And Crowder was trying to impress Vinny Trocheck by calling him Boogeyman over and over. And then I called Crowder out on it while Vinny Trocheck was on the phone. Then we forgot Vinny Trocheck was on the phone. We started arguing. Vinny Trocheck was trying to get a couple words in edgewise, and this is what it sounded like.
Hey, yo, E.
Light skin.
And the Boogeyman, Coach Boogner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did Boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him Boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Why would you call
Vinny
him Boogeyman?
Vinny just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. Boogeyman.
They're ridiculous, aren't they, man?
Boogeyman.
So you made a song out of it.
Yeah, Boogeyman.
Too.
Yeah,
and
it goes right
and you wonder Boogeyman. And you wonder why guests don't want to come on your show.
And I was trying to be cool with Vinny Trocheck because I saw him on Las Olas one time. And I walked up like we were friends because we interviewed him. He didn't know who the hell I was. Like, Vinny, what up, baby? Hello, sir. He gave me the long arm and shook my hand. It was weird.
BB&T Center tonight. It's the Hurricanes and the Panthers. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. If you're coming out, we always remind you, right underneath where we're doing our broadcast is Pantherland. And then right across from Pantherland is the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room. Oh. And that place and Crowder, I mean, will rave about Funky Buddha from now till New Year's.
Yes. It's,
that is his
gloves off tonight.
Gloves off.
Great, great partnership.
Yeah,
we're very
that
excited
place,
here.
I'm not kidding you.
It's packed every game.
Packed in between periods.
Yeah,
Funky Buddha Tap Room is like the.
You
the
go
place
ahead
to
and
be.
Do your spot. I got to get back to work.
Look at you, man. He's big timing us.
Absolutely.
I got enough.
I don't have all the time for your tomfoolery.
I mean, what could you possibly be doing? The puck drops at 7. It's 4:38. What do you possibly have to do?
I have meetings lined up. 1, 2, 3. Well, maybe one. No, I don't have any meetings.
What will you do from now until what time do you guys go on Fox Sports Florida? 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30.
So what do you do?
Well,
we
go down and we test audio with our headsets and that, and then we review some video and we do something that you guys don't do. We prep. We prep for our shows.
I'm sorry. Maybe you didn't hear the Boogeyman song that we had highly produced.
Thanks,
there,
guys.
You're big timing me again. You're just walking away. What if you were doing one of your in period interviews and Sasha Barkov just get thanks, Randy. I'll see you.
He does it every game.
That's not true. The host ends the interview. The interviewee doesn't end the interview.
All right, then ask me a question.
Nah, we're done here. Randy Moeller, watch him on Fox Sports Florida tonight. Panthers and Hurricanes. You can listen to it on this radio station as well. We'll see you, Moeller. We'll be back here from the BB&T Center after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.